On this edition of USU Extension's Ask an Expert, final fall pruning and projects. Before giving up on gardening for the season, it's important to finish strong by properly preparing your yard and garden for a long winter's nap. Consider these tips. Pruning. Do not prune fruit trees in the fall. They're not completely dormant yet, even if the leaves haven't dropped. Pruning delays dormancy at every pruning wound, and if winter cold comes suddenly, it can damage the trees. Stone fruits, such as cherries and peaches, are especially susceptible. The only exceptions to fall pruning include cutting out dead branches, diseased branches, or branches that pose a safety hazard. Also, don't fertilize fruit trees in the fall. They're best fertilized in early spring and possibly again in May. For ornamental trees and shrubs, avoid fall pruning for the same reasons as fruit trees. Don't fertilize woody plants in the fall. Ornamental trees and shrubs usually require less fertilizer than fruit trees, and if they're healthy, they don't need to be fertilized in the spring. Regarding annuals and perennials, annuals die at the end of the growing season or only live for 12 months. Perennials come back in the spring for at least 3 years. Cut perennials back after they've gone dormant or the stems and leaves are frozen by hard frost. Cut within a few inches of the ground. Divide spring-blooming perennials in the fall if needed, and divide fall-blooming perennials in early spring if needed. Once annuals are killed by hard frost, remove the tops from flower beds and compost or recycle the green waste. When mowing your lawn for the last time of the season, cut the grass to a height of 1.5 inches. This will help prevent it from falling over under the heavy snow. If the grass falls over, it makes the lawn much more susceptible to snow mold, a potentially harmful lawn disease that occurs while snow is on the ground. Another way to prevent snow mold is to avoid piling snow in shaded areas. Lawn roots best absorb nutrients if you fertilize in late October or early November. This helps the lawn green up more quickly in the spring and gets it off to a good start. For lawns planted on clay or soil that have heavy traffic, consider aerating in the fall as well as the spring. For further yard and garden tips, visit garden.usu.edu.